You know that feeling, don't you? That moment when the world outside just feels, overwhelming.
Yeah, like it's all too loud, maybe too messy.
Exactly. Or maybe just too much. Parade. Or if you
Yeah.
just want quiet, you know, a real escape.
That's such a relatable feeling, that need for a break. And well, our source today suggests it's not just a human thing.
Right. And that's where we're jumping in today. We're doing a deep dive into this one story. It's called Grumpy Groundhog's Grand Getaway.
And it sounds simple, but honestly, it packs some pretty sharp insights. Really gets you thinking about moods and, well, other people being annoying sometimes.
Totally. So our focus, it's the journey of this character, Grumpy Gus. Apparently the grumpiest groundhog in town, Gopherville.
Right. And he just hits his limit, basically. Decides he absolutely needs a break from his
A
community.
serious break. And our mission here, what we want to unpack, is what Gus's whole adventure tells us about, you know, being grumpy.
And maybe try new things. Things outside your usual routine.
Yeah. And how other people can surprisingly change how you feel, even if they were the reason you wanted to escape in the first place.
It's a neat twist, and we're getting all this straight from the details in this one story.
Okay, so let's get into it. Gus, famous for being grumpy, while all the other groundhogs are like digging and playing.
Standard groundhog stuff, right? Tail tag, getting ready for the big prediction day.
Exactly. Gus just wants peace. Quiet. He cannot stand the noise, the crowds, and definitely not the parades.
He sounds very clear on what he doesn't want, and his reaction is pretty final.
Oh, yeah. Slams his burrow door shut, declares he's leaving, going somewhere with no crowds, no marching ants, and absolutely no carrot cake contests.
Okay. A groundhog with very specific annoyances. A bold move, leaving like that.
It is. Packs his bag, snacks, pillow, a useless map apparently, sunglasses for disguise.
Stealth mode.
But here's the thing the source points out. He wants isolation, but his grand getaway immediately involves, well, other creatures.
So much for escaping community. He just keeps stumbling into new ones.
Totally. First up, these chipmunks. Having a super loud leaf pile party, giggling like mad.
Okay. Not exactly serene.
Not at all. Then this wisecracking raccoon convinces him to try ziplining. The source says there was a lot of screaming from Gus, obviously.
Oh, I can picture that. And wasn't there a moose involved too?
Yes, the musical moose. Who
Yeah.
calls him Gloomy Gus? Maybe affectionately, maybe not.
And gets him doing forest yoga. Grumpy Gus and tree
It's
pose.
kind of perfect, isn't it? The story says everywhere Gus went, there was something going on. And somehow he kept joining in reluctantly at first. But eventually he found himself chuckling. And that feels key, right? He's trying to escape, but these weird new things are actually cracking through the grumpiness.
It really shows how just stepping outside your normal patterns, even into something kind of ridiculous like moose yoga, can genuinely shift things. It surprises you.
Exactly. The story isn't just about running away, it's what happens while he's away. And it all leads up to him finally getting to peaceful Pebble Pond, his goal destination, expecting, you know, total quiet.
But that's not quite how it lands, is it? There's a twist there.
Right. What does he figure out at the pond?
Well, the source says he has this big realization. He actually missed the noise, missed the games.
No way. Even the carrot cake.
Even the carrot cake contests. His big moment is apparently grumbling to himself, maybe? Being grumpy is more fun when you have friends to grump with?
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
So after all that effort to get away.
The realization is that the connection, the shared stuff, even the shared annoyances,
Yeah.
maybe that's what makes things, well, better, or at least more interesting.
The story's lesson seems pretty clear then. It's okay to feel grumpy. That's a
Yeah.
valid starting point.
Absolutely. But it also really highlights the power of, well, just being around others,
Yeah.
social connection. Even if you're reluctant about it, it can change your state.
And adaptability too, right? Gus doesn't suddenly become Mr. Sunshine,
No, definitely not.
but he adapts enough to try zip lining to laugh at leaf piles. And that adaptability, kind of pushed on him by these random encounters, it changes how he sees his own grumpiness. So you look at the whole arc. Slams door, escapes, tries new things, realizes he misses everyone.
And marches back home just in time for the parade.
Yes. And he shows up wearing sunglasses and a
Yeah.
party hat. It's brilliant. So the distilled message is, grumpy feelings are okay. Trying new stuff is surprisingly good, and connection matters. even if it's just having someone to be grumpy alongside.
It makes you think, doesn't it, about your own life? When have you felt like just slamming the door?
Or planned your own grand getaway, even if just in your head for 5 minutes.
Exactly.
And that kind of leads us to the final thought the story nudges us towards. Gus thinks being grumpy might be better shared.
Yeah, what does that really mean?
What does it say about us, humans or groundhogs, that sometimes the very things that annoy us, the noise, the crowds, the social obligations, maybe they're less annoying, or even kind of nice, when we experience them with other people? Tell me to chew on.